Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. A Milwaukee lawyer has been appointed to a seat on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Michael Brennan was confirmed yesterday over objections from Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. In years past, home state senators have held veto power over judicial appointments, with Ron Johnson using his veto power to help keep the seat open since 2010. The GOP, however, has ended the home state veto power under Donald Trump. A Milwaukee County Board panel has endorsed a proposal for a referendum on the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. The full county board will weigh in on May 24th. County Supervisor John Weishin introduced the proposal yesterday, emphasizing the economic and medical benefits of legalization. Read number two. Classes were canceled today at West Milwaukee. Scratch. Newsread number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Classes were canceled today at West Milwaukee Intermediate School near 51st and Greenfield due to a bomb threat. Evening events and sports have also been canceled. Foxconn announced yesterday it plans to invest $1 million in three-year competition among public and private colleges at universities in Wisconsin called Smart City Smart Futures. No word on if the smart cities will have high-speed rail connections. Brewers won yesterday 5-2 in the first of their four-game series against the Rockies. They pick it up again tonight at 7:40 p.m. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Leah Vukmir is standing by her campaign's news release that labeled U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin as a member of Team Terrorist, and paired a photo of Baldwin next to principal architect of the 9/11 terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Conservative outlet Right Wisconsin called the release an irresponsible campaign blunder. A Milwaukee County board panel has endorsed a proposal for a referendum on the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. The full county board will weigh in on May 24th. County Supervisor John Weishin introduced the proposal yesterday, emphasizing the economic and medical benefits of legalization. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. A Milwaukee County board panel has endorsed a proposal for a referendum on the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. The full county board will weigh in on May 24th, County Supervisor John Weishin introduced the proposal yesterday, emphasizing economic and medical benefits of legalization. If passed, the referendum question would be on the fall general election ballot. And classes were canceled today at West Milwaukee Intermediate School near 51st and Greenfield due to a bomb threat. Evening events and sports have also been canceled. The Brewers won yesterday 5-2 in the first of their four-game series against the Rockies. They pick it up again tonight at 7:40 p.m. Weather and out. Highs today in the mid-40s with scattered showers. Overnight lows near 40 degrees with rain. Weekend forecast: Saturday near 50 with rain predicted. Sunday a high near 60 with partly sunny skies. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Classes were canceled today at West Milwaukee Intermediate School near 51st and Greenfield due to a bomb threat. Evening events and sports have also been canceled. And Foxconn announced yesterday it plans to invest $1 million in a three-year competition among public and private colleges and universities in Wisconsin called Smart City Smart Futures. No word on if the smart cities will have high-speed rail connections. Brewers won yesterday 5-2 in the first of their four-game series against the Rockies. They pick it up again tonight at 7:40 p.m.